whether you keep busy. You might say, yes, there are quite a lot of things to do.
How would you
say that? I'd say
I do the best I can, but if I retired, well, I'd be completely done, through.
But there are what? A lot of things to do.
A lot of things yet to complete.
And suppose you're growing some flowers or something, and I might say, what color, what would the next word be?
What color would that them flowers be in the book?
You might say, yes, those roses, what?
Roses are 4 o'clock, or you know, the flowers are called 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, they really open up at 4, don't they? They open up in the late afternoon. If I ask you, if you've done something already, you might say, no,
I'll wait till tomorrow.
And if I ask, was it a nice day, you might answer, no, it's
grand.
And if you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say, he...
I advise you not to do it.
He shouldn't or he ought?
I just advise you not to do it.
I see. And if I ask you if you can do something, but you're not sure, you say, well, I can, but I what?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Suppose somebody asks you to do them a favor, and they say, now, do you feel well enough to do it? And you might say, yes, I feel well enough to do it, but I, something not.
But I want you to do your part.
I see. You say might, that I might not?
Yeah, might or might not.
Okay. And suppose you slip on the wet pavement or something.
Get hurt?
But you don't fall all the way. You slip, but you don't fall. You say, I what? Fall down.
That's very slick.
Very slick, and you almost or you most?
Fell down.
Which word would you use?
I'd say I just about fall down.
Just about fall down. And how about a penny is one, what word?
What?
A penny is one.
Cent.
And a dime is 10.
10 pennies.
He has lived here ever. Ever lived here all the time since he was a boy. How would you say that? He has lived here.
I'd say that I was born in one county and lived here the balance of the time.
You say a greeting on Christmas is you say happy or?
Happy means Merry Christmas. Happy.
I see. And a sausage or a wiener and a bun is called a...
What?
A wiener and a bun.
Well, a lot of them called them hot dogs.
Christ's parents were Joseph and...
Who?
Christ's parents, Jesus' parents, were Joseph and... the parents of Jesus Christ. Joseph, and our first president was George
Washington.
And if a man and a woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get
married.